Unit 2, Measurement of Economic Development. Unit 2, Measurement of Economic Development. Page 11, Structure. 2.0, Objectives. 2.1, Introduction. 2.2, Measurement of Economic Development. 2.3, Let us sum up. 2.4, Keywords. 2.5, Books for Self-Study. 2.6, Questions for Self-Study. Page 12, 2.0, Objectives. When you study this unit, you should be able to understand the need for measuring economic development, explain different indicators of economic development, know the limitations of these indicators. 2.1, Introduction. Economic development is a process of change over a long period of time. When an economy puts its effort to attain development with the help of development planning, national income, and per capita income year after year, it also brings change in population. If national income and per capita income increase in accordance with the increase in the rate of population, it is well and good. On the other hand, if rate of population increases more rapidly than increase in the national income and per capita, it affects the rate of development. Therefore, to prevent this and to induce rate of development, it is essential to measure economic development. Measurements of development helps to analyze all examine various problems of development. Besides, it gives a comparative picture of economic development growth of different countries and different regions of an economy. 2.2, Measurement of Economic Development. There are four types of indicators to measure economic development. Page 13, Section 2.2.1, Gross National Product, GNP. Gross National Product, GNP, and Per Capita Real Income are widely recognized measures of economic development. GNP refers to total output of final goods of a country produced in a given period of time, normally 1 year. It is also called real national income. If the value of total output and services are expressed in money terms, it is known as national income. When GNP increases, rate of development also increases, and vice versa. A larger real national income is a prerequisite for an increase in real per capita income. When GNP increases, per capita real income also increases, and thereby results in increase in welfare. Economists like Simon Rusnet and Mayer and Baldwin favor this method as a basis for measuring economic development. According to them, GNP is the most suitable index of economic development. For this purpose, net national product NNP is equal to GNP, gross national product, minus capital depreciation charges, since it gives a better picture about the progress of an economy. Limitations of national income. As a measure of economic development, national income suffers from following shortcomings. Number 1. GNP as an indicator of economic development fails to consider trends in growth of population. If a rise in real national income is accompanied by a faster growth in population, there will be no economic development. Number 2. GNP measure does not consider distributional aspect of income. There are many goods and services which are difficult to be assessed internal of money. For example, painting as an hobby of an individual, the bringing up of children by the matter, and so on. Another limitation is double counting. Problem of double counting arises from the failure to distinguish between final goods and intermediary goods. Page 14. In national income accounting, a good or service may be included more than once. If we consider the value of a good or service twice, the national income would work out to be many times the actual. To avoid this, we should consider the value of final good or service only. Number 5. Income earned through illegal activities such as gambling, illicit extraction of wine, etc. is not included in national income, even though such goods and services possess value. By excluding these, national income works out to be less than actual.
Number 6.
Next problem is whether transfer payments like old age pensions, unemployment allowances should be included in the national income or not. On the other hand, these payments are part of individual income, and on the other hand, they are government expenditure. Number 7. Capital gains or losses which accrue to property owners by increase or decrease in the market prices are excluded from the GNP because such changes do not result from current economic activities. Number 8. Other drawbacks of national income are lack of adequate, reliable data, black money, existence of non-monetized sector in many rural areas. Section 2.2.2. Per capita real income. Per capita real income is another indicator of economic development. Economic development increases when real per capita, i.e. GNP per capita income, increases at a faster rate than increase in the rate of population. When per capita income increases at a faster rate than the rate of population, it improves the living standard of the common masses and thereby increases rate of economic development. Page 15. Limitations. An increase in per capita income may not raise the living standard because per capita consumption might be falling while per capita real income is increasing. People are might be increasing the rate of saving. Rise in per capita also depends on equitable distribution of national income. Unequal distribution of national income reduces the per capita of common masses. Besides, due to imperfection in national income, statistics, data, or per capita incomes are often inaccurate and misleading. Despite these limitations, per capita income is widely accepted as a suitable index of economic development. Section 2.2.3. Welfare Index. Main objective of economic development is to promote welfare of the people. Therefore, an increase in economic welfare will be more appropriate index of economic development than other indicators. Welfare is regarded as a process whereby there is an increase in the consumption of goods and services of individuals. Welfare index not only deals with what is produced but also how it is produced and how it is distributed. Therefore, welfare criteria implied efficient allocation of resources, composition of output, distributive justice, increase in the supply of public goods, etc. Limitations. Welfare index is not free from limitations. The concept welfare is subjective in nature and difficult to measure it, since taste and preference vary from individual to individual and from place to place. It is difficult to construct common welfare index. Page 16. Section 2.2.4. Social indicators. In recent years, attempts have been made to measure economic development in terms of social indicators. Social indicators imply health, nutrition, food, literacy, education, housing facilities, skills, employment, social security, recreation, and consumption of basic necessities. Thus, social indicators refer to quality aspect of the development process. Limitations. Social indicators like health, education, efficiency, etc. are subjective in nature and vary from individual to individual. Therefore, problem arises in constructing common index. There is no unanimity among economists in constructing common social index to measure economic development. For example, Morris D. Morris constructed physical quality of life index, also referred as PQLI, relating to 23 developed and developing countries. This PQLI imply only three items: life expectancy at birth, infant mortality, and literacy rate. A team of economists headed by Dr. Mehboob Haq devised a new indicator called Human Development Index. They regarded that the development and welfare of an economy depends upon the uses to which its income is put. Therefore, these economists proposed that life expectancy, literacy, and purchasing power should be combined into a single index to measure the development by the quality of life they enjoy. Thus, there is no unanimity among economists as to the number of items and type of items to be included in such an index of all the methods. It is difficult to trace out which indicator is more significant than the other indicators. All these methods are interrelated. Anyhow, we can conclude that per capita income can be regarded as the best suitable for developing countries and national income in developed countries. Check your progress. Exercise. Define national income. Question number 2. Distinguish between gross national product and national income. Page 17. Question number 3. Explain the limitations of national income as an indicator of economic development. Fill in the blanks. Number 1. GNP is also known as number 2. Physical quality life index includes three items. They are section 2.3. Let us sum up. Measurement of development helps to examine various problems of development. Since all the measures are interrelated, it is difficult to trace the best one. Anyhow, in developing countries, per capita income can be considered as the best suitable measure, while national income can be considered as the best indicator in developed economics. Section 2.4. Keywords. Gross national product, GNP, refers to total goods and services produced in a country within a given period of time, 1 year. It is also called the real national income. National income, the value of goods and services produced in a country within a given period, expressed in terms of money, is called national income. Welfare measures. Welfare measures are those which imply efficient allocation of resources, composition of output, and distribution justice. Social indicators. Social indicators refer to quality aspects like health, education, etc. of development. Page 18, section 2.5. Suggested readings. Number 1. Mayer GM and R.E. Baldwin, Economic Development. Number 2. M.L. Jingen, Economics of Development, section 2.6. Questions for self-study. Number 1. To what extent national income is a satisfactory index to measure economic development? Explain. Question number 2. Describe different measures of economic development. Which of the measures is most suitable to developing countries? Professor Satya Prema.